Holiday travel trouble.
69 motor vehicles were involved.
White House email on Ukraine.
This email is explosive.
Saudi court rules in the Khashoggi killing.
5 sentenced to death.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. Interstate 64 through Virginia is one of the country's most beautiful drives, but in bad weather it could be one of the most hazardous. Nothing proves that more than the 69-car pileup that shut down the highway for hours during yesterday's holiday rush near Williamsburg. More than 50 people were hurt. Virginia State Police Sergeant Michelle Anea.
We do not know the cause of the initial accident, but we do know that fog and icy road conditions were causative factors in this multi-vehicle crash.
CBS's Mola Lange is keeping an eye on the sky.
In California, another crash caused an internet outage that contributed to more than 140 flight delays at Sacramento International Airport, impacting thousands of passengers during one of the busiest travel weekends of the year.
It's frustrating. The line's forever. I've been here for an hour and I haven't even got up there to check my bag yet.
According to estimates from AAA, more than 104 million holiday travelers will drive to their destinations, and the day after Christmas will bring the worst delays, with commutes nearly 2 times longer than usual. Bumper-to-bumper traffic has become the norm at Los Angeles International Airport, where drivers say it can take up to 2 hours just to go 2 miles. That wasn't helped when an electrical problem caused 3 empty buses to catch fire there Saturday night. Fortunately, no one was injured.
Forecasters expect snow in the west today and lots of rain and flooding in the southeast. A holiday gift for drivers, gas prices are down an average of 4 cents per gallon over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the trend will continue, but slowly.
It would take a crude oil price decline, a retreat back to prior levels, in order for gasoline prices to drop significantly from here. We'll probably see small drops or none in the near future.
The national average for unleaded regular, $2.61 a gallon. Well, President Trump has long said there was no quid pro quo for U.S. military aid to Ukraine, but an administration email has surfaced. Democrats say it shows a connection to Mr. Trump's request for a political favor. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The email was sent just after 11 a.m. on July 25th, about 90 minutes after the president ended his call with Volodymyr Zelensky. White House budget official Michael Duffy tells the Pentagon to please hold off on Ukraine aid spending and keep that order closely held. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls the email explosive.
If there was ever an argument that we need Mr. Duffy to come testify, this is that information.
The White House insists the timing of the email had nothing to do with the president's call to Ukraine, adding the pause in aid had been under discussion for weeks. But Democrats say it's more evidence the president directly tied the aid to a push to probe a political rival. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
In Saudi Arabia, 5 people have been sentenced to death for the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi last year at the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. CBS's Vicky Barker is live at the foreign desk in London.
Reading out the verdict without actually naming those sentenced, but Saudi state TV reports the Crown Prince's former top advisor, Saud al-Qahtani, whom the State Department alleges was implicated in the killing, is not among them. Leaked recordings show Khashoggi was murdered and apparently dismembered inside the consulate after criticizing Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The Saudi consul general in Istanbul at the time was acquitted in today's ruling. 3 others received prison sentences. All can appeal. Peter?
The U.S. isn't saying much about the death of an American soldier in Afghanistan, but the Taliban is. CBS's Cammy McCormick is at the Pentagon.
The Taliban posted a picture of a soldier's ID and said he was killed in an explosion in the north. The U.S. military, meanwhile, says an IED detonated prematurely during an inspection of a weapons cache. 20 American service members have been killed this year in Afghanistan. It isn't clear whether this will lead to another suspension of the peace talks with the Taliban. They had just restarted after a recent attack on Bagram Air Base.
Chicago police say they've arrested a man for a shooting that left 13 people hurt. Investigators say the gunman shot his victims as they left a house party. They range from 16 to 48 years old. If you're riding in a taxi, it's possible that it's been recalled but hasn't been and won't be fixed. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says one organization is trying to change that.
A review by the Center for Auto Safety found the more than 35,000 cabs licensed in 9 of the 10 U.S. cities with the most taxis are not required by their regulators to get safety recalls fixed before picking up passengers.
There's no way for a customer to know.
Center for Auto Safety Executive Director Jason Levine found only San Francisco requires cabs to be screened for recalls.
There are no cosmetic recalls. Recalls are only done for safety reasons, defects or violation of standards.
But in your mind, this is something that should get addressed.
In my mind, yes, there are potential safety concerns here.
The Maryland Public Service Commission regulates cabs in Baltimore. Transportation Director Christopher Cormer says the center's letter has prompted a review of the state's regulations.
Safety is paramount. As far as looking at the safety recalls, it's complicated. That's why we want to take a deeper dive.
But is it complicated? Can't the state of Maryland say you, as a licensed taxi cab operator, have to do this?
We certainly can. And again, that's why we're very much interested in looking at this.
In Australia, there are some 200 active wildfires in 4 states, and the government is under fire from critics who say it hasn't done enough to prevent climate change. The fire that nearly destroyed Notre Dame means there will be no Christmas mass there for the first time in centuries. CBS's Imtiaz Tayab is in Paris.
Notre Dame's rector, Patrick Chauvet, says it was only during the French Revolution did services stop at the cathedral. Not even during World War I and II did it close its doors completely. Since the fire, Notre Dame's clergy, congregation, and choir have joined its most famous statue and liturgy at this temporary home, just under a mile away from the iconic Paris landmark.
Many viewers say Eddie Murphy's Saturday Night Live appearance was the best show they've done in years, but a well-known comedian, now in prison, was not amused.
Bill Cosby, who's in prison for sexual misconduct, apparently wasn't happy with Eddie Murphy's comments about him on NBC's Saturday Night Live.
If you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, you know, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail... Even I would have took that bet.
The spokesman says it's sad that Murphy would make disparaging remarks about a black man who paved the way for other black men to showcase their talents. He calls Murphy a Hollywood slave. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Major League Baseball and its umpires have agreed on a 5-year contract that reportedly includes a provision to start testing a computerized system that measures balls and strikes. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, December 23rd, 2019. I'm Peter King, CBS News.